Hey there, friends, it's Nick. So I've been reading a piece recently. I was reading a piece recently about this concept, this principle, I suppose you'd say, of the slight edge. And the piece was in relation to commodity markets. You know, when a product is essentially interchangeable with another product from another company. And it might be, you know, there are lots of commodities in the world. Obviously, there's fuel. Fuel is a commodity. Baked beans at this point are a commodity. And the reason that I was interested in the article is because, of course, now that the whole world is a click away, essentially, a lot more of the things that we do have essentially become commodities. And a lot of what I've talked about on the podcast over the past 3 years is this idea that we need to make our service unique. You know, I'm not just a copywriter, because if I'm just a copywriter, there are a billion squillion other copywriters, you know, out there in the world on Google, and many of them on the first page of Google, and I'm not on the first page of Google. So how am I going to make myself different? How are you going to make yourself and your business and whatever you do different? But this principle of the slight edge works in the sense, you know, it works in the sense that if there is a kind of a commoditization, if there are a lot of tins of baked beans, a lot of people making baked beans, and they're all essentially the same, the one that has a slight edge, looks slightly better in one regard, can actually capture a lot of the market. And do you know what it reminded me? I was thinking about back to the time when I used to play Doom and Doom 2. So Doom and Doom 2 came out in the early 90s. And there was one moment in particular, and I think it would have been with Doom 2, that I began to play with my friend, sort of against my friend, a kind of a death match, the early kind of death matches. And it was one of those extraordinary, extraordinary moments in technology where I was sat in my bedroom. Then I was living at home. I was sat in my bedroom with my PC that I'd worked and paid for and what have you, playing Doom 2. And somewhere 5 or 6 miles away, my friend was sat in his room with his PC playing Doom 2. And somehow, through the magic of technology, we were connected. And I remember having this this fantastic moment where I was like, the first time it worked, the first time we were playing, I was like shouting at my mum and dad, so, you know, come and see this, and trying to explain to them that these pixels on the screen that I was firing at wasn't just some, you know, randomly created computer monster. It was my mate Ian, and I'm fighting him. And you know, I said, if we called him right now, he'd tell you that he was playing against me, playing Doom 2, except we can't call him because I'm on the modem. I'm using the phone line. Anyway, the reason I've got reminded of this is because I was slightly better than my friend at Doom 2 for whatever reason. And it maybe I had a better computer. I can't honestly remember. Maybe, who knows? I was just slightly better, but that slight bit of betterness, I'm struggling for the right word, the fact that I was slightly better actually allowed me to win the majority of our matches. And I mean, just for full disclosure, we also, later on in our lives, we used to play this game called X-Wing versus TIE Fighter, which is a flight simulation battle game, obviously based in the Star Wars universe. And he was much more than slightly better at that than me. And he used to win all of the fights for that particular thing. It used to drive me crazy, crazy. Still does. I can still feel that kind of anger, that competitiveness. But the point is that the slight differences can make a big difference. And I know the last couple of days I've been talking about Wimbledon and what have you, and talking about visualizations. But of course, what we're doing if we're a major sports star, and hopefully if we're business people as well, is We're not just looking for the one slight edge. In a commodity market, a single slight edge can obviously make a massive difference if it's real, if it's relevant to your users, to your marketplace. But sports people are looking for every slight edge they can find, and they are stacking them on top of each other. And we've talked about this before. This is the aggregation of marginal gains. And if you look up that on the internet and put in the British cycling team or the UK cycling team, you'll see how they took on this philosophy. I've also talked about it in terms of, you know, the rowing team. Will It Make the Boat Go Faster? It's a fantastic book. But the real, the kind of the message of it is in the title. Will what we're doing now make the boat go faster? Because everything we need to do needs to make the boat go faster. And if it's not going to do that, we shouldn't be doing it. My friend Simon Hartley, the sports sort of psychologist and coach, you know, he talks about two lengths of the pool. He coached one of the British Olympic medal winning swimmers. And, you know, this guy was having a lot of trouble. He was trouble focusing, trouble getting everything, you know, doing all the training and going through it all. And Simon simplified it down to, well, all you've got to do is swim two lengths of the pool. And everything else needs to be subsumed by that goal. And if it's not supporting that goal, then it goes. So, you know, you've been told to do this many squats in the gym or whatever. Is that actually, let's talk to your trainers. Let's ask whether that's actually going to make a difference to your speed in the pool. Because if it's not, it goes. And that kind of clarifying thought was really easy. Anyway, I'm massively going off topic. The point is that we can look for slight edges in our market. You know, I've talked about, you know, storytelling is a slight edge on people who are just copywriters. Great customer service can be a massive edge in a commodity market, because obviously commodity products, commodity services, they don't necessarily need to imply a commodity experience. Anyway, aggregate your slight edges, find them, aggregate them, and visualize them, maybe, if we're talking about, you know, our friends on the tennis courts. Anyway, I've gabbled on enough. Thanks for listening. Remember that your story means business. Story is a massive, massive edge. And if you want to dig deeper into the stuff that I do, search online for story.business. Bye now.